We're up to Yud Beis, and in Pen Klap Hei Tes, we're up to Ice Yud Beis. I do want to add a P.S. to what we learned last time. What we learned last time was the Chachmasad of Paskins, that sleight of the hand magic is also included in the Isser Kishuf. And it's a Chiddush, the Shachol is that way, and my point, however you hold about sleight of the hand magic, something that appears to be magical is obviously included in the Aveira, in the Isser of Kishuv. This seems to contradict the position that some take that all of the new therapies, we spoke about the question of Kishuv and all of the alternative medicines, the position that it's mutter unless it's a case in the Gemara that's awesome. Something in the Gemara says is not normal, is considered kishuv, but everything else is a davar skuli. It would seem to be contradicted by this, because if the isurim of kishuv, all these things are limited to the Gemara's examples, then it's hard to understand that pulling something out of your coin out of your ear would be something awesome. It seems that there is a general Isra Kishuv. We can argue if it's Kishuv or not, but the rule that we learned last time that's part of the dispute doesn't seem to work well with this idea that if this is a killer in Lysa Chashvu. It really is. Kishuf is definitely Kishuf, no Shaila. Except that we understand to be natural. So you're asking why sleight of the hand is asur. I think if you explain it, it's takkan not asur. If you teach somebody how to do it, so whether you're allowed to do it or not, but you tell somebody, you know, you hide the coin in your sleeve, that's fine. But when you tell people that you have magical powers like Houdini, then you're not explaining. The question really is whether the explanations of the alternative medicines are adequate to be called natural explanations or not. Everything at the end, everything is mistovev on whether it's believable, the things that they say. Whether I don't doubt it. You know, it's. You know, there's a story about the guy who ended up in the jungles of Africa, and some tribal people came upon him. So he wanted to frighten them. He took out his lighter and he lit it. You know, it's magic. See, magic. They said it sure is. The first time he ever saw it light on the first try. but everything is magic. It's true. Maybe that's part of the question. I don't know.
Is there a guideline when you say that the Torah, the Gemara, is giving a general rule versus only these specifics?
It's usually in the translation of the words. When it says, we're going to learn about cutting your beard with a razor, it's very clear. When it says don't do magic, it's just as a general statement. It's by definition, it's a statement that covers many, many examples.
It's specifically not out of magic. The problem is the definition of magic.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, the many examples of it. Okay, let's see. We're up to Yud Beis. The Shulchan Aruch turns now to other issues. Eimais from Tinik Yisrael la'akum l'lamdei sefer l'lamdei omnis. A person is not allowed to give over a child to a non-Jewish, in the care of a non-Jewish person who will be his teacher, even in countries where they were not afraid that they'll kill the child. For example, he's in a public place. He might pull the child after his other religious beliefs. He's gonna raise the child.
Non-religious
beliefs, right? The same thing even if somebody's Jewish, but if he doesn't have believe in God, the gri teit fame in goyim. Abikaris Yisrael, Mamshich in Yaiser. Abikaris Yisrael, interested in converting people more. So this is something that's ignored. There are many homes in which children are left in the care of how old? That's a good question. I don't know. I don't think it applies. I doubt it applies to that, but a child, when a person reaches the age where he thinks he's smarter than the teacher, which is about high school, beginning of high school, so I don't think this applies. I think it's in the elementary school ages, it is that way. Part of the transition from elementary school to high school is the cynicism or
They took the kid to church.
I don't know why it's become rampant. You would think that the richer the society, the less you need it, but that's the way it is. I don't know. It's hard. People have a hard time finding today where you need two incomes. It's hard to find. I was very fortunate. We had a lady came out of Russia and just the time we had our first child. And she raised our kids, and then she had a friend who came, and someone's coming to Aaron's wedding who took care of him from when he was 2 years old. I mean, not the last few years, but, she says, a Jewish woman. We're very fortunate. Today it's much more difficult to find Jewish women.
I'm sorry,
it's harder to find Jewish women to take care of the children. And people end up having foreigners who believe in Catholicism raising their children. They have a mitzvah to convert the child, to sprinkle some water on him, and who knows what they do. Yud Gimel. Asa lahavir seir hazakon. It's asr to remove facial hairs. The Torah's prohibition is only with a razor blade. Shenemar lo sashchis pas zikonecha. Dover shul mashchis v'zehutar. Now, a lot of the misconception turns on the word mashchis. Mashchis means something that destroys. Obviously, the hair doesn't destroy the razor blade doesn't destroy the hair root because the hair grows back. So we would have to understand that it destroys any evidence of hair on the face. That's what it means. So, what? I don't know what that is.
Powder.
Oh, powder, which is mutter. No, it doesn't cut it. It does destroy the follicle. It destroys the facial hair. So you need two things. You need that it's mashris and that it cuts. It's the two together. There are five spots on the face where one is violates this prohibition. But you're allowed to use scissors, afilu ke'entar, even if it is similar to a tar in the level of hair that it cuts off. That's Taisis Pshad and Ke'entar. Makamakim Nisharik Shem, Estapim Mifsarayim. Now here's where it's halacha l'maisa. You have to be careful when you cut with scissors. Every scissor has the sharper blade and the thicker blade. When you cut with a scissor, facial hairs, yase geluach b'chelik elyam in a misparayim v'loy b'tachtay. The one against the face should not be the cutter. In a scissor, you have the thicker and the thinner blade. The thicker blade should be against the skin, and the sharper blade should be removed from the skin. Shim yase b'tachtay levad, havi kitar. Now he says if you do it the tachtin alone, it's kitar. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is even if it's a scissor cut, you should have the sharper away from the skin. Now, with this nogeya is in the foil shavers. There are basically two types of shavers. They are the rotary shavers and the foil shavers. The rotary shavers all have a thick screen. And there's no problem. The heter of the shaver is that it cuts in a scissor cut. The way a shaver works is, if you didn't have the screen, just the blade, it wouldn't cut the hair. It would just push it sideways. the hair gets trapped in the hole of the screen, and the blade cuts it against the screen. That's a scissor cut. And that's why it's mutter, according to the material. The thicker, the sharper blade on every rotary is not against the face. In the screen shavers, Ramesha held, you have to make sure the screen itself is not sharp. If the screen itself is sharp, then it's problematic. So I asked, years ago, I went to Rav Dovid Feinstein, I asked him, what do I do with screen shavers? He says, you have to take a hair or take a piece of dental floss, uncoated dental floss, put it through the hole, and rotate it against the size of the hole and see if it slices or it doesn't. So over the years, I've done this many times. I had on one occasion, two yeshiva bachurim came together with identical model numbers of shavers, brand new, and we're here in the shul, and one of them cut, the screen was sharp and it cut, and the other one it didn't. And we were so astounded, we tried it again. And it seems that the screen, the specifications that Braun requires on the screens are not so precise. However it comes, it comes. And therefore, really, screen shavers have to be tested for the sharpness that they have. The lift and cut shavers are problematic because the way Norelco advertises lift and cut, which may be baloney, the way they advertise it, they have a diagram. It shows the lifter. They claim that the lifter creates a niche in the hair. It doesn't cut through the hair. It creates a niche and pulls it up out of the pore. And then it gets cut, and then it falls back down. So they're cutting below skin level. That's their claim. The way they show it, it's not a scissor cut. The hair is taut, and that's why it gets cut, not against the screen. That's their drawn diagrams show that. Now, I don't know if it's true or it's not true, but you're talking about five Yisurim Deraises every time you shave. You don't take a chance. And therefore, it's something the lifters have to be removed from the lift and cut shavers. I had an incident with, when my boys were younger, they had a business. My kids used to take out the lifters. They charged $5. The Buzz, I think they charged $25. So I had a place in my house next to the telephone where the shavers stayed, and my boys used to pull it out. So someone came to me and he said, no, Rav Shimon Schwab said it's fine. I said, good, so rely on Rav Schwab. The next night, Rav Schwab's Einikel comes to me with his shaver. He lives here, Wolfson is in Einikel. So he comes with his shaver. I said, you say this? Said it's fine. So what do you mean? I just spoke to him about it today. He says, it's a problem. You know, like, so it shows how much you could believe, but it's a problem. This week, Yerucham Klein brought me a new shaver. They're always coming up with new things. It's all baloney. It's all the same shaver. The $10 shaver from Norelco and the $110 and the $210. The basic mechanism is the same. The chargers are different and the swivel heads are different, but the basic is the same. They have now a new thing, which they don't call lift and cut. They call it, it uses the word lift. So I told him, that's how it works. It came to me with a, now you get everything online. They show a video clip of it. So the way they show it is if you look at the shaver, it's got the screen. And on top of the screen, it has let's imagine V-shaped. It goes back and forth, but let's imagine V-shaped. And the idea, the way they show, is that a hair is not, doesn't stand. A hair so this V-shaped mechanism makes it stand, lifts, and then the blade cuts it. So to me, it doesn't sound like much of anything in the first place. The difference is it doesn't pull it taut. It still has to do a scissor cut. When you pull something taut, you can snap it. The way they show, it's not held by the top. It just sort of traps it in the V. The hair gets to the end of the V, it's standing up, and I don't know why that would cut it any better than any other way, but that's the way they advertise. So it all comes down to Misparayim Keintar. The Oisrim say Misparayim Keintar doesn't mean as close as a tar. It means you could cut with a scissor, even though the blade is sharp as a tar. But any scissor cut, until modern shaver, is always left to the finger to touch some hair. And that's why the Pesachim Eretz Yisrael say a shaver that leaves, you can still feel the hairs, is fine. If you can't feel the hairs, it's not fine. It's got to leave something. Mashchis means it's got to leave, at least for the short term, no trace on the face. These are the Chalukei Deis. The Pesachim who asked and the Pesachim who I'm at here. It's not Ramesh is the only one. It's a Machlokes that goes back generations. Rav Palm used to encourage people to, why get into Shilas every day? You might as well grow a beard. You might as well. And people would come to him in the 3 weeks and they'd say, you know, for work I have to shave. I say, if you grow a beard, you're on the Shilas every year. Come Sfira. You have a Shilas. You come 3 weeks, you have a Shilas. You grow a beard, you want to have a Shilas. So what does the guy always answer?
My wife.
He always answers, my wife. Right, so, I go, no. My wife's the boss. So I asked my son Aaron has a beard, he's getting married in Yitz Hashem, he has a beard from Svira. I asked him, does she like it? He says, I don't know. I said, you didn't ask her? He said, of course she said she likes it. Well, Chasekala, you know, like, but I don't know if she really likes it. So, I don't know what he's going to do. Okay, at any rate, it just goes to Shulchan Aruch together. It's not, and no, there are five short simanim between, Hilchas Ribbis and Hilchas Nida. In between, there are four short simanim, and he goes in that order, and, he goes to the Dara next. Okay, because he has Hilchas Nida also. But anyway, okay, so our time is up.